Good morning, Rabboisaya! Vidin Nishmasim Mimiros Yuspas Mordechai. Vizchos Bin Yakiv Simcho Ben Fego. Start off with a few pictures. Chaver, this dispatcher, he doesn't have a name, but this, I mean, he has a name. Base 67, doing the daf on the flight to Detroit, Erev Shabbos. Chsidish Yingeman. See, he has the daf. The guy next to him, I don't know what he's doing. This is something different. Yeah, see, have to be. This is Gil Siegler learning the daf with his grandkids. Ah, the Hano, if you have a grandchild, you know what this is. On the lap, mamish, oilum habo and oilum habo together. Sorry, you guys don't know yet.
Why are you rubbing it in?
Bezer Shem? You're still young? Avremi Cohen. We love Avremi. Where's Avremi? Is he here today? Not here. He's the one that did all the programming for the new screens. Bezer Hashem today. The very first yeshiva. Reshit. Going to speak to the Reshit guys. Try to convince them. And then Levatora. If anybody knows Levatora, they asked me to speak. And then I forgot when, how, where. Brisk. It's coming soon. Coming soon, believe it or not. Coming soon. Rabbi Isai. Today is exactly 2 years to the day that we started Masechtas Brachos. 2 years into Shas. Yeah, it's the same day, Chacham Batata. How long have you been in the shir? The day starts last night, it goes into today. We have Chacham Chelem here, Rabbi Isai. Come, Chacham Chelem, get to the front here. Now you don't want to, okay. I don't want to be Mevayish you, Barabim. I want to be Mevayish another person here, Barabim. You know it's coming, Noam. You know. This, oh, what are you showing me? Here, put that on. You want to do it. Real loud. This is Murad Nakash's kid, I think. Let's hear it. No, I saw it before, not anymore. Let me know what's up.
Good morning, my boy side.
Zo, Givaldic. Okay.
Good morning, my boy side.
Train them young. That is Torah. You want to know what Torah is? Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Okay. And then you're going to have the guy said, Ellie said, I think it's with Dagen his words, he said that Torah is good morning, Rabbi Isai, but you know, some of the guys are going to take it seriously, so I want to make him a cha. Okay. That guy that makes the horrors, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't know if that was mukhrach to say it or not, but okay, whatever. Rabbi Isai. Huh? Tomer said, no, but this is not about you. This is not about you. And I'll explain. On Friday afternoon, I went to the Merkaz. Tomer said he's going to be there. I wanted to see if he's saying the MS. And this is Tomer over here. So last night, we're coming back from the Bar Mitzvah. And I tell Noam, I said, you know, Tomer went out to the Merkaz. He got 8 people to join the shir in 2 hours. 8 people. You know what Noam told me? But he's so normal. Yeah, he's so normal. You hear what's going on here? And this morning I was thinking about it. I was thinking, yeah. Which one? This one? We got to do this all over again. This is not Menachem. It's on. Green. Solid green.
Very amazing stuff. The sign-up so far for RBS, London and Flatbush, 100 people each. Muncie Kinnick has 75 people. Toronto, 60. 5 towns, I'm a little surprised. 50 people. I think we can do better than 5 towns. Miami, Chicago, Mom is unbelievable. Doing great. 30 people. Miami, 30. Manchester, I think 30. Los Angeles, 20. Waterbury, 20. Montreal, 15. Vienna's going to beat Chicago soon. Okay! So the mice at the end of the day, our boys side, today's the final day for the push from the Sets and Gila. Grab your box. Oh! Here. You want to know? There's another normal guy. Maybe not as normal as Tomer. Avi Kamyansky. He has like 4 offices. He did start the song, Tomer's a Big Tzaddik. I don't know how normal, but he came over to me and he said, I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to be by the Halacha Summit. Hundreds of people come from all over the countries to Chicago this year. He wants to stay. Man the booth. So if you want to help a man in Chicago, let me know, let somebody know. But here's another normal guy. Gonna be with Ayishim. Noam Fix told me last night, every girl that comes to Torah with Devorah, I'm conditioned that the father does the daf. Unbelievable what's going on. Stay there. So,
Yosef,
you tell your friends, go to join.yoimi.com. Join.yoimi.com. And you
go to growtheshear.com. And finally, I haven't mentioned this. I didn't mention this in a very long time. If you want to be part of this Gemara giveaway, be part of the Swiss, be part of the $25, go to mdysponsor.com. And I think Mendy wants to sponsor Masechtas Moed Katan coming up. But if you want to hop it away from him, it's only $25,000 for the entire Masechta, right, Mendy? I know what you're thinking. You didn't say anything, but I know what you're thinking. All right. Paras HaChodesh for the Koilel. This is Chaim from Lakewood. Lili Nishmas, Yoshua Aryeleba Koyen. That tzaddik that was just nifter, 23 years old. Ben Yibadal Chaim, Yonis HaChaim, Zechonim Levrocha. Mesechus Tain is dedicated by the Kessel and Davis families, Rufu Shlomo from Miriam Esther Baz Dvoira. Amen. Paras HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannes Sebzia and Crispin Benazara families, and Shlomo Lazari for inspiring us to join MDY. Paras HaChodesh, in honor of RL97 Akiva Tepper, for introducing me to Rebellious Daf. Paras HaChodesh, Daniel and Cyril Cohen, Tzchus, for Fua Shlema, for Gavriel, Binyamin, Ben, Cyril Fruma. And thank you, Daddy, for always inspiring me and for asking me to join you in studying Daf Yomi Tainit. I have really enjoyed doing it with you, and may we continue to learn together. Love, Mordechai. All right. Huh? That's who it is? Who's the guest from Givat Zev? Who? Who's from Givat Zev? Raise your hand. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. That's your son? Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Welcome. What? Tell the Olam your name out loud. From Givat Zev. Chaim Jerusalem is in English. All right. Givaldik. Raboisai. Almost the last daf of the Masechta Daf Lamed today. We're holding four lines from the bottom. It's the middle of a sugya, but we're going to go over it real quickly. Tanya Idach is basically the same exact thing as we learned up until now. So we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If, let's say, Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday, can you wash your clothing? Could you take a haircut Wednesday, Thursday after Tisha B'Av? Shmuel says no. And the Gemara has the kash on Shmuel. And then the Gemara says, well, it's actually machlokes Tanaim. So Shmuel is in good company. He has at least two out of the three Tanaim that he could go according to. Now, I made a little chart here. I hope it's not more confusing than without the chart. But it goes like this. This represents 4 weeks. From Sunday to Shabbos. Sunday to Shabbos. 4 weeks. Rameir holds that you're not allowed to take a haircut from Rosh Chodesh. Remeir is green, so you go follow the green line from Rosh Chodesh all the way to Tisha B'Av. That's Shitas Remeir. You have Rav Shimon Gamaliel who says you cannot take a haircut the entire week of Tisha B'Av, purple. So even if Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, you can't take a haircut or wash your clothes after Tisha B'Av for the entire week. And then you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that's right over here. He says all the blue is Asar. In other words, from the beginning till the end, everything is also, you can't take a haircut for 30 days straight. Says the Gemara, V'tan Yiduch. V'noyeg Evel Mirosh Chodesh V'adatainas. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So Meir says, from Rosh Chodesh till the fast day is Asur. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer Kola Chodesh Kulay Asur. Oh. So Rebbe Yehuda holds that it's Asur to take a haircut and wash your clothing even after Tisha B'Av. That would be similar to who? To Shmuel. Shmuel says, after Tisha B'Av is Asur until the end of the week. It's not Rebbe Yehuda is even more machmer, until the end of the month. At least he has something over here. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Eino Yosur, Elo Oisa, Shabbos Bovad. So Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, who's in purple, says that the entire week of Tisha B'Av is Asur, and that's exactly what Shmuel says. What is that? Oh. You had to show that to me now?
Sorry.
Don't worry, there's one other guy that I got for you. Thank you. We'll schmooze later, no? Or you want to schmooze now? Okay. Hi, Irish. You guys remember when I was stuck in my house by myself and it was just me and Avi? Avi was the only guy allowed to speak on Zoom. And all of a sudden he'd pop in with his jokes. Sometimes they're on color, sometimes not. You know, okay. Videos, yes, thank you. Oh my gosh, this is me. Baruch Hashem, we only had 1,000 people then. Nothing else. Okay, so anyways, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the entire week. That's Mamash Shmuel, Shita Shmuel. Shmuel says that you cannot take a haircut the entire week, even after Tisha B'Av, even if it's 2-3 days later. Givaldik. Says Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, you're not going to believe it. They all got this source from the same exact pasuk. The chsiv. Vishbati kol mesoisa. Vishbati in Hebrew, shvita. Stop. Stop work. Stop. Vishbati kol mesoisa. All the simcha. I'm going to stop all the simcha. When? Chaga. All the Yom Tovim, not going to be any Simcha. You're not going to have Chanukah and Purim, nothing. I'm going to stop it all. Chotcha, the months, the Shabbatah, and the Shabbosos. So you have here three things, and each Manda Omar, each Tana grabbed the word and went with it. Manda Omar, Rish Chodesh Vada Tainis, top of Lamed Omed Aleph, Mechaga. It says Chaga. What's Chaga? Chaga is a Yontif. Rish Chodesh is a Yontif. So he says, Remeir says, it starts from Chaga, from the Yontif, from Rish Chodesh, all the way to Tishva. Umandam akala Chodesh kuloi also, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Mechotcha, it says Mefurish, the entire month, all of the blue, is also in haircuts and washing the clothes. Umandam akala Shabbos kuloi also, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, only that week, Mishabata, it's week. Now, listen to this. Omar Rava, says Rava, Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say? The entire week. This is Rava talking. The Amar Rava, the same Rava says, Halacha ki Rabbi Meir. That it's Asur from Rish Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. On the one hand, he says, now this is Rava, this is not his Talmidim. Rava says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's Asur the entire week. It's also the Halacha like Rabbi Meir, it's entire from Rish Chodesh, Asur from Rish Chodesh all the way to Tisha B'Av. Not even the whole week. Up until Tisha B'Av. What do we do? L'chayr is a contradiction. Says Gemara, no, he explains. V'tarvayu l'kula. What he's trying to tell you is, we're going to go l'kula. So let's see it outside for a second. Basically, he's saying, we're going up until Tisha B'Av, not past Tisha B'Av, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's up until Tisha B'Av, not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says you go past Tisha B'Av. So I'm allowed to take a haircut the following day by Chatzos, like we spoke yesterday. But also l'kula, that it doesn't start from Rish Chodesh, it starts from Sunday, from the beginning of the week. That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. Rabbi, before you catch him on a contradiction, he's explaining himself. I hold like both of them, but likula. Up until Rish Chodesh, not until the end of the week, and from the beginning of the week until Tisha B'Av, and that's it. Did I say Rish Chodesh? What did I just say? Let's again. Up until Tisha B'Av. Up until Tisha B'Av, not past Tisha B'Av, and from the beginning of the week. So it's just this part, like Rav Meir and like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we don't start from Rish Chodesh, and we don't end on Shabbos. Those are two chumras. We don't do that. Says the Gemara, "Utsricha diashmin alach yer meir avamin afilu merish chodesh." If I would say just Rav Meir, then I would think it starts all the way from the first of the month. So you have 9 days, like we Ashkenazim do, 9 days. Kamashman alach yer b'shimim gamliel. So I'm telling you that alach is like yer b'shimim gamliel. Viashmin alach yer b'shimim gamliel. And if I would say that alach is like yer b'shimim gamliel, avamin afilu leachrov, I would think it goes past the shabov. Kamashman alach yer meir. That alach is like yer meir. It doesn't go past. It only goes up until. And that's L'chayra, I don't know for sure. Tomer, tell me if I'm wrong. That's what the Sfaradim do. Shavua Shechal Boy. They don't have. And this is what, they pass them like Rav. That it seems from our Gemara that the Sfaradim are in the right over here. The Ashkenazim are Machmir like Rav Meir. Okay. Erev Tisha B'Av, huh? Different things, yeah. We start Shabbos with that, different things. Not the same chumras, though. Sfaradim don't have any Shabbos with Hamas, nothing, zero. It means nothing. Huh? What? Yeah, you fast, but I'm saying in terms of music and this and that, all the haircuts, you don't stop here. Only The week of. Okay. Sometimes it's kedai to be Sephardi. But then, of course, they have the slichas, and then it wipes it all out. Yeah. That's why they say slichas, says Avigar Gir. Okay. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. A person should not eat two cooked foods on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, what exactly are two cooked foods? So there's a Tosis here. We can see inside a little bit if you want. We don't have that long of a daf, and tomorrow is a very short daf, so we have a little bit of room here. So Tosis different mazel Erev Tisha B'Av, and not everybody agrees. The Tosis is machlokes Rishonim here on almost everything he says. He says pirush shnei tavshilin rotzaloy mebishdeg deras. Says Tosis, let's say I have a chant. I have potatoes and meat. That's not two tafshilin because it's made in one pot. Not all the Rishonim agree with that. And then he goes on to say, what about tzvibel mit ayid or ayid mit tzvibel? You have what? You say tzvibel mit ayid. It depends. Some people say ayid mit tzvibel. It's a machlagis. Machlagis, the Litvaks, the Chassidim, whatever. Okay. But it's certainly ayid, tzvibel. It said like Chassidish. Fine. You have an egg that's cooked. You have onion, which it's much better when it's cooked, but let's say it's not cooked. Let's say it's raw. Is that considered two tafshilin? So Taisa says that anything all the way at the end, he says, the chodavar, he says, no, it's not. The chodavar shu nechal kumoy shu chai. Even if you do cook it, let's say you do cook the onion, but you could eat the onion raw. Let's say you have like a baked apple, an apple you could eat raw. So if you bake it, that doesn't make it cooked, says Taisa. Whereas a potato, you can't eat it raw. So if you cook it, that's a cooked item. The last lines in Taisvus, don't pass him based on this. I'm just pointing out what Taisvus says. There's other Rishonim here. Kamoi cholav, kamoi gvina, like milk and cheese. Kamoi tapuchim. Ebem Taisvus, bishul klalu klal, says Taisvus. Fine. Bishul ha'akum. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Lishonu Elam Shei Shoyis Lamalo. So of course, anytime the Gemara talks about hours, we're not talking about our clock. We're talking about Shoyis Maniyos, and that is you take from the morning to the evening, and you divide the hours exactly equal depending on the day of the year. Says Rav Yehuda that you're not allowed to eat past the sixth hour, past Chatzos, midday. But this part of the day, you're allowed to have two tafshilim, French fries, chicken, it's okay. The salad, obviously, you're allowed to have because it's not a tafshil. Chicken. Yes. Yeah, I said chicken. Another aloha. We're talking about the meal, the suda mafsekis. And that's the meal that you say from here on out, I'm not going to eat anything. That's the only meal that's awesome. So if I have my chicken at 10 hours into the day, but I plan on doing a suda mafsekes, sitting on the floor with ashes and then bread or the dry bread an hour later, so I'm allowed to eat anything I want over here, says Rav Yehuda. V'tavaya l'kula, u'tzricha, di'ashminu b'suda mafsek bo, hava min afidum shei shoyis u'lamata. If I just say suda mafsekes, I would think it means yes. You could eat this food, but it has to be up until midday. The only thing that's usur to do is after 6 hours, and it's the suda mafsekes. You need two conditions. It has to be a certain time of the day, close to Tisha B'Av, and you have to say to yourself, I'm not going to eat anymore. But if you don't have those two conditions, even if it's past midday, but you're going to eat another meal afterwards, you're allowed to eat two tafshilin. Yeah, well, that we'll see soon. Tanya Kalush Nakamo, Tanya Kalush Nabashro. The Fleshik is a Chumra. Tanya Kalush Nakamo, Tanya Kalush Nabashro, Tanya Kalush Nabashro. Hasoyed Erev Tisha B'Av. So we have a right to both ways. Hasoyed Erev Tisha B'Av, Im Osid Lisoid Tsu'uda Acheres, Mutter Lecho Basor V'Lishtei Siayin. It says, if you're eating Erev Tisha B'Av, if you're going to eat another meal, you're going to get down on the floor and do what we call Suda Mafsekes. Why is that tzaddik standing? There's no room? Zero seats? Here, there's a seat right up here. Come, tzaddik. No need to stand. My own son, I don't know if this was excuse. Ami, was this excuse? He came last night, he said there's not a single seat in the house, and he went back home. He does this year, what? He didn't go home? Oh, he didn't go home. He went to play ball. Okay, that makes sense. No, he said he went to play ball, but he came here though, right? He came for 5 minutes and he's typing for basketball. Okay, we got him. If he's not going to eat another meal, a person should eat two different cooked meals. So it doesn't say anything about Sudam Sekis, not Sudam Sekis. Fine. You have to mix it up a little bit. You have to eat differently, Erev. You have to change it up. Omar Rav Yehuda, Kesem Mishana, what do you mean? If every day you eat, yeah, you have a main course and a side dish. If that's what you do, you have to eat less, something else. You should only eat one. If you're a chashev guy, you're a rebbe, and all your chassidim sit around you, and you have 10 people, yeah, Rashi says, not stam, you have 10 kids or whatever. They do it in your honor. You have to lessen your honors. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. Soy B'chamisha. This I love. He drinks 10 cups of wine. Shoysa Chamisha Koisos. Try to limit it a little bit. Go to 5. And also, it's brought down. You have to also change where you sit. You have to be Mishana Makoimai. This is only here. So here it says over here, this is only from Shei Shoy Sulamala. Ava Meshei Shoy Sulamata Mutar. Fine. Aye, what about Sudam of Sex? No. It's the Isser is from 6 hours and on. Tan Yidoch, Erev Tishabov, Lo Yoichal Adam Shnit Avshilim, Lo Yoichal Bas Valish Deyayin. Dibre Meir. Erev Tishabov, you shouldn't eat two different types of food, and therefore you shouldn't eat meat, and you shouldn't drink wine. The remember. The chamayimrim yishana, you should change it up. Umemayit bebasar v'yayin, he should eat less meat and less wine. Ketzam emayit imayir rog alecha litra basar. If he eats a pound of meat, yochachatzi litra, only half. Hayir rog lishna is loy yayin, yishtachatzi loy yayin. V'meir rog al kolikor asur. And if he doesn't drink wine, or he's a type of person that there's many people in Eretz Yisrael, they hardly ever eat meat, only on Tovim. So don't all of a sudden pull out your meat. Erev Tisha B'Av. In the Gemara says that Rebbe was so wealthy, he always had radish on his table. Radish. Or if he eats like a salty fish, like a sardines or salty meat, then you're allowed to eat it. Tanya Yidach Kol Shum Mishum Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? If it's a suda mafsekes, you're eating a suda because of Tisha B'Av, asur lecho basar v'asur lishtes yayin v'asur lirchoitz, you're not allowed to eat meat or wine at the suda hamafsekes, and you're not allowed to bathe. Kol sheinim mishum Tisha B'Av, mutu lecho basar v'lishtes yayin v'asur lirchoitz. So it's a shiloh over here, asur, not asur lirchoitz, fine. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yoisi Yoimim Shum Aviv, kol shah shum mutu lechol, and Rashi takes out the next word, basar, so does the Vilna Gaon. Not that, okay, but it just has a big aleph here. Takes out the word, mutter lirchoitz. As long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to bathe, you're allowed to rinse. Tana rabbanon kol mitzvois hanoiges ba'avel, noiges b'tisha b'av. Anything that a avel, who lost a loved one, is noig. That is the loisases, not the assays, because there's certain things like sit on the floor and put this on your head and different things, flip the bed over, that you don't have to do on Tisha B'Av. Also ba'achila, flip the bed today is not noyeg, but that's the halacha. Also ba'achila u'bishtia. So what is he also? He's not allowed to eat, drink, b'sicha, b'nin sasando, b'tasha shamita. V'also likrois b'atoira b'nevim uksum. Just like a avel. Some people don't know this. Most do. But a avel is not allowed to learn Torah. There's certain things they're allowed to learn. The halachas of avelos. Why can't you learn Torah? Because Torah brings joy and simcha. V'lishnois b'mishnah b'talmud b'medrash b'halachas b'agadais. All these things, midrashim, gemara, mishnah. Avakoyru b'mokim shein rogel likros. This is a very interesting halacha. If it's a sugya, basically it means shas for almost everybody. If it's a sugya you're not familiar with, you'll have to learn it. Why? Because it's tough. And it's hard. And if it's hard, It's almost like a contradiction to what we know. Torah is supposed to be b'simcha. It gives us simcha. Oh, that's the next shita. You learn Eon, according to this, you're saying. We're talking about Tisha B'Av here. V'shoyin v'magim sheni rogel lishnois. And he could learn from a place that he's not used to. V'koyre b'kinois b'ioiv u'bedvarim haroim shebiyirmiya. Certain things that are terrible stuff in ksuvim you're allowed to read. V'tinoge shebeis rabam b'teilin. The children should not learn. Mishum shenemar b'kudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev. Torah gives you simcha. So, the Taz says, very interesting. Why can't a child learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? So he says, the reason is because the adult can't teach him. He doesn't have simcha learning Torah. What is he? He actually doesn't like learning Torah. It's too hard for him. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky comes along and says, but what if you see a child learning by himself? That means he's enjoying it, and that child is also for him to learn. And what? You see, all right. And by the way, women also, obviously, also for them to learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Af Eina Koyer B'Mogim Sheinu Rogel Likroi, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, what are you talking about? Torah, at the end of the day, this sugi might be tough. But when you come up with the right pshat, it gives you simcha. And therefore, it's also to learn a sugi that you don't know. Ve'einoi Sheinu B'Mogim Sheinu Rogel Lishnoi, and you're not allowed to learn a place that you're not allowed to learn even a place that you're not used to. So, I saw the Ohr Zerua brings down, what about learning Bi'ion, where it's really, really tough for you, on Shabbos? Is that a problem? It's hard. Maybe on Shabbos you shouldn't do something that's hard. Huh? You think it's crazy, right? So the Ohr Zerua says that it might be dependent on this machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda Remeir, it might be a problem. Maybe you should. But listen to this. The Yaivitz in a Siddur, it's just my job. I'm not doing, don't shoot the messenger. Says the Yaivitz in the Siddur that somebody that learns Ion on Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos. This is the Yaivitz I have in the Siddur. Check it out. Talmud Chacham, that learns B'Ion, and the Chida says, Chas Milahaskir, he goes crazy. He's like, Mamish, how could you say such a thing? You can't even mention such a thing. I'm just saying, in terms of Mikatzel, is like, I always remember the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in his Igra says that the greatest Hana, Gashmi. In other words, not, oh, I'm going to get Olam Haba and this and that. No, better than pizza, better than anything you could possibly imagine is learning Torah. In this world, Gashmi. If you know how to learn and you enjoy it, it is the greatest Hana. So all this doesn't really apply according to the Chazon Ish. Huh? What does he say? Same thing? In the ugly time? No, a gashman. Talking about, if my father was not Jewish, he would learn Torah all day. That's it. Like, he just loves it. My mother was, she was coming out of surgery for pancreatic cancer, so we didn't bring food to the house. We didn't know what we were doing. We're like, the whole mishpacha was crying and saying to him, and like, they're going to tell us, either she's going to live or die, she might not make it out of the surgery. And one of these things, like, it's called the Whipple surgery, nobody should know from Tsars. It's an 8-hour surgery. And pancreatic cancer, anyways, is very, very tough cancer. It's only 2% survival rate. But the mishpach was inside. And I saw my father in a different world. Once he opened up his Gemara, he was nervous. And once he opened up the Gemara, he just transported himself to another place. All right, weiter. Zog the Gemara. Tana. I said that. Avakoyo be eoy bikinus with Roma Rom should be Yuro, Tinok should be surrounded with Talon Boy, Mishmishinemar, Pekudashem Mishar, Misam Khilev. Loyaha Bosvalish the Yait. Tana Avaloichalu, Bosor Maliach, Vishoise Yain Migitoi. You're allowed to eat, so we're going to say what it is exactly, but salty meat. In other words, it's, how do you say it in English? Like beef jerky, you know, something that you try to preserve it. Pickled meat. Very good. Let's call it pickled meat. Stop for demonstrative purposes. V'shoyse yayin megitoy. Wine right out of the press. In other words, fresh wine. Says Rashi, this fresh wine is terrible. It actually causes diarrhea and it destroys your body. Nobody wants to drink it. It's garbage. So you're allowed to drink such a wine. Basar meliach at kama. Omer avchinen obar kana b'shmei d'shmuel kol zman. Shlamim, whatever the gear says, the bottom line is, shlamim, you're allowed to eat the meat of a shlamim that day that you shecht it, that night, and the following day. So 2 days and a night. Past that, it's not considered basar anymore, it starts losing its flavor, It's not basar. So meila, the same thing with the salty meat. The yayin migito yad kama, kozman shutoisis. As long as it's fermenting. Now listen to this. When it's fermenting, it's not really drinkable. Tana yayin toisis ain't by mishum gilui. So here's the thing. It's so bad that even a snake doesn't like it. There's no chashash that a snake is going to insert its venom into this wine, this grape juice. It's in between grape juice and wine. It's like, it's disgusting. So drink it. Drink it. It's actually good for Tisha B'Av. It's a, it takes about 3 days to ferment. This was the minog of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. And this is what we do, basically. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Erev Tisha B'Av, mevim loy pas chareva. I don't know if we're makbet on this part, but dry bread, and bro, I saw in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, but eat a lot of it. I mean, you're going to fast, so don't be a machmer, just eat a piece. If this is your meal, make it a meal, eat a lot of bread, but dry. V'yoyshe, daflamin amad beiz. Be'melach, in salt. V'yoyshev, bein, tanner, likirayim, v'oichel. It's beautiful. You know why? This is a tanner, this is a kirayim. Now, if you think about it, and Baruch Hashem, just happened to me now in Hanukkah. It happened last year for the first time, and this year also. I light outside in one of those boxes. Everybody in Israel, you know, box. So it happened on the final day this year and last year, and happened to my neighbor also. Since it's so hot, and there's 9 candles in there, it just burns out everything. The glass turns black. Everything is black. The suit. And you try to touch it. It's the most disgusting thing ever. It sticks to your fingers, it never comes off. I did a trick. I was walking with Yeshua. I said, do me a favor, grab that thing. It wasn't like that. I didn't say a word, but he grabbed it. And of course, he grabs it by the glass. It was terrible. He's sitting there. I told him, wait, never. He said, no, come off. I said, it doesn't come off. He's sitting there in my sink for like half an hour. I got the whole sink black, of course. Fine. Why am I saying this? This is the most disgusting part of your house. Right next to the town of Ikiraim. That little suit that I had in my menorah, that's exactly what you have here. They didn't have gas. They took their wood and they burnt the kirayim. So if you sit over there, Hashem Yirachem, what's going to happen? It's just black and terrible. Go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house. Look at his wall right above the leichter. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I think now they put a piece of metal, just a black wall for years of just burning the thing. That's what their houses look like. So Mela, he would sit right over there in a terrible place, dirty. V'shoisa aleh kitan shemayim and drink a lot of water. V'doyme kimisha meisay mutu lefonav. This is how a person that's in a tremendous amount of tzar for losing a loved one would sit on the floor. I think we put ashes on our head. But that's the sudah mafsekes. Not also magim shenagul asis melacha b'tisha b'av oisin. If people go to work and they work on tisha b'av, you can do it. Magim shenagul shalei lasos ein oisin. Oh, sponsored by Aaron Struck. In honor of my parents, Josh and Naomi Stroh. El Zech Nishmas, Aaron Ben Shimon HaKoyen. First Yodzite is Chof Tevis. Sponsored anonymously as a Chos for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. Wow. Remind me tomorrow. Mokim Shinogim Shalei Lashes. In a place that's a minig not to work, Einoisim, you don't work. But regardless where you live, even if people go to work on Tisha B'Av, there are people in America that go to work on Tisha B'Av. Tamid Chachamim B'Teilim. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't think anybody goes to work, right? It's not a thing. But Tamid Chachamim B'Teilim. But, huh? Not going to repeat what he said. He said, it's all yeah. But any place that, even in America, Tamid Chachamim don't go to work on Tisha B'Av. Now, if you're familiar with the sugya in Brachas, if you started 2 years ago with Lots and Brachas, the famous sugya, Kud HaChasen, Bizman HaZeh, where we say HaChasen should say Kriya Shema because it's not Mechavan, Kud HaChasen be Makbid and not say Kriya Shema? That was the sugya. He said, no, it's Gaiva. Why? Because everybody's saying Kriya Shema and he's not saying Kriya Shema. But then the Gemara brings this sugya about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, everybody's going to work, and you want to be like a Talmud Chacham and not go to work. No. Because a lot of people don't have jobs, unfortunately. So just because you didn't go to work doesn't mean that you're trying to be like a Talmud Chacham. So in Mela, that's Shittas Reb Shimon Gamliel, you're allowed to not go to work on Tisha B'Av. Maybe you lost your job. There's no URL. Besides, he says, when it comes to something like this, that he's in a lot of pain, he's not earning his salary, then there's no URL with that. There's no URL where you inflict pain on yourself. We had it also. No, didn't we have the infliction of pain? There's no URL. Like, Tsar of the Guf. I'm just coming up now. In this Masechta, of course. No, Leiby. Where's Leiby? He's not here today. Leiby, you're sitting in a seat. No. What daf is it? You know what I'm talking about? No, there's a sugya that if you inflict pain, there's no... Arshua brings it? Yudam and Beis. What does it say over there? No, let's hear. Oh, Yudam and Beis. The fish ain't Sheva Chuloi Elatzar. Givaldik. Okay. I had no idea it was on Omid Aleph, Omid Beis. No clue. Baruch Hashem, I remember the Masecht at least. What was it? 20 days ago. Mamish 20 days ago. Chazara, Rabbi say Chazara. If you eat, so remember this please, because we're going to have a similar halacha soon. If you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, sorry, it's ki'ilu, you ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Doesn't say in the Torah you can't eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, but if you do so, it's ki'ilu. If you take that money that you made, so you go, you say, look, I got to go to work today. I'm going to earn $20,000. I'm going to miss nothing. Your $20,000 is worthless. You're going to take that $20,000 and eventually you're going to spend it on your car, on a transmission, or whatever it is. It's garnish. It's mamish enis roisim brach loyalim. It's not a loss if you don't go to work. You're not going to see anything, says Rabbi Kiva. If you do, you go to work and you forget to mourn the avelus of Yerushalayim, and eroy b'simchasa. You won't be zoicha, unfortunately, to see the simcha of the binyan beis hamikdash. Shenemar simchu is Yerushalayim, v'gilu bo kol ha'avel. All the people, the beloved, sisu ita, be happy with him. Masayis kol ha'misavlam oleh. You have to be misavlam oleh. You have to be the part of the misavlam. You can't be yoytzim in a klal. Mikan omru kol ha'misavlam Yerushalayim, zoicha v'eroy b'simchasa. If you mourn for Yerushalayim, you will see in its simcha, v'sheinim yisabal yushlaim, einoi roya b'simchasa. Tani nami ochi, kolo oicha basa b'shoise yayin, b'tishabav, olav akosav oimer, v'ati yave noisom, al atzmoisom. Question. It says over here, if you eat meat and wine on tishabav, it's a terrible thing. They're going to inscribe this avera on your bone. But it's only meat and wine. What if you eat pizza on tishabav? Is it a problem? Don't all answer me together. It's a very, very simple answer. What? It says, meat or drink wine, it's a terrible, terrible avera. Says Nachman Seltzer, Reb Nachman, that we're not talking about Tisha B'Av. That's why I have to say that the pshat over here, I'm just asking the question so we know pshat. We were not talking, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, we said before, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's as if you ate on Yom Kippur. So then why does the Gemara say if you ate meat, you're a terrible person? Even if you ate potato chips, you're a terrible person. The answer is we're not talking about Tisha B'Av. Kala'icha b'asav v'shoyse yayin, b'Tisha B'Av is talking about the Sudan of Sekis. Then you're a bad guy. I'm just explaining, how does Rashi know that we're talking about Erev Tisha B'Av? Because it's muchach from within the Gemara. It can't be talking about Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't say Basar Yayin. So again, Nachama, what? Except for Erev Shabbos, or Shabbos itself. If they were Doicha Tisha B'Av to Sunday, you're allowed to eat a Suda Kishleim HaMelech B'Shaita. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai B'Kvi Samidav Lo Yodil Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said we have to flip the bed over. In other words, we must sleep on the floor. Well, it's not a isr that shovel chol nefesh. What about a pregnant woman and a nursing woman? They can't sleep on the floor. Impossible. There's certain things that you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. If she's pregnant, she can't fast. She won't fast. You have to sleep on the floor. She can't. She can't. I'm talking about people that are able. So Umaybinayu. So these are different chachamim, or maybe not. They say, so review this moida to chachamim, that if a person can't, obviously he can't. She can't, she can't. She'll just sleep on a regular bed. Umaybin chachamim to review, they'll be achal. And chachamim say to review that if a person is able to, and it's not a big deal, like, I kid you not, you can train yourself, no problem. How do I know this? Because my chavrusa, and Mendy's chavrusa, he brings his kids to Kyle sometimes, and they lay out on the floor, no problem. In fact, I probably said this 10 times. One of his kids fell asleep at the entrance to Pnei Shmuel. And you're talking about a koilo with 150 people. And people are stepping over that, no problem. Straight, on the floor, on hard thing. He told me, if you don't spoil them, they sleep on the floor. And get used to it. I was learning with him now on Friday. No problem, on the floor. I have pictures. So I guess adults also, if you get used to it. Not that they don't have beds, they prefer the floor. Maybe the floor is more comfortable than the beds. I don't know. Whatever. Anybody want to donate? Fine. Do you have to flip over all the other beds in the house? Avil has to. Not anymore. You should flip over all the beds. We're just going to finish right over here. The halacha is like our Tano. In other words, Rav is learning Pshat Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The what? That the halacha is, the Pshat in the sugi is, the Chachamim don't admit that if you could, you have to be on a bed. Even if you could, I'm on the floor. Even if you could, you sleep on a bed on Tisha B'Av. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, you sleep on the floor. That is the Machloikis. Have a wonderful day. Go out. Stand. Tomorrow night is the seal. Yeah.